Earlier this month, federal authorities arrested 180 suspected Arizona gang members. The U.S. Marshals Service says the suspects included fugitives wanted on a number of felony crimes, including homicide and robbery. Officials say Operation Grit 2015 also resulted in 189 cleared warrants and 34 firearm seizures. The Valley doesn't have the reputation for gang activity that other large U.S. cities have, but it's there. Scott Decker, foundation professor in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at ASU, explains why gangs in Los Angeles and Chicago play a more prominent role.
Well, one is history. It's not been around as long. L.A. and Chicago can trace their gang roots. In Chicago, at least 140 years. In L.A., every bit of 80 or 90 years back. It also has something to do with the size of the area. We're big, but we're not nearly as big as L.A. We're not nearly as big as Chicago. One of the things that fuels gang membership and activity in Chicago is the presence of pretty well-defined and well-understood neighborhoods. That's true, albeit to a lesser extent, in Los Angeles, but still more so than is the case in Phoenix. What we have in common in Phoenix with those places that have large numbers of gang members, gang crime, and have had them for a long time is concentrated poverty, is a segmented job market, labor market that restricts access, and is a series of battles, if you will, between groups that are in neighborhoods struggling with each other for reputation and recognition, or that are pitched in battles between teens and young people that largely exist on symbolic grounds.
Earlier this month, there was attention given to a major effort by law enforcement in this area to arrest certain gang members, to crack down on them. You know, the skeptic would say, well, that's a terrific accomplishment, and yet aren't there going to be sort of other people just to replace those people? Are there certain methods that are working, or at least to limit the damage of gangs here?
The Justice Department estimates that there's somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 gang members on the street in the state of Arizona. That doesn't count the numbers who are in prisons and in prison gangs. And so if you take 100, 200, 300 of them off the street, unless you're very selectively taking off only the most established and important leaders, there isn't much effect from such things. Decades of very solid research and practice shows that the effective way is not one strategy, but the effective way to deal with gangs is multiple strategies. There's lots of evidence, and some of it comes from Los Angeles, that arrest and suppression only strategies tend to make the gang problem worse unless they're coupled with prevention that keeps young kids out of gangs at earlier ages, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and intervention with either recent gang joiners or guys and women who haven't been in for quite as long, that if you don't have prevention, intervention to go along with the suppression, the arrest, the prosecution, and reentry, you're not going to be successful and you run the risk of perhaps making things worse.
Are there numbers to indicate what percentage of crimes, what percentage of arrests are related to gang members?
Gang members are heavily involved in violence and they're more highly represented in violent crimes. That said, there are about 750,000, 800,000 gang members in the United States, according to law enforcement estimates, and that group by no means accounts for the majority or even as high as 20% of all serious crimes.
Scott Decker is foundation professor in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at ASU. Scott, thanks for the time.